Richard, John Chumway, KDKA.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA at 638. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Chumway, and this is a day when our nation pauses to thank those who have served in uniform.
On this Veterans Day, men and women who have served and are in uniform now, we appreciate their service. And we met a young man who did an extraordinary job representing not only his nation, but his community and the people of Pittsburgh. He is the author of Outlaw Platoon, former Army Ranger Captain. Mr. Sean Parnell is on the 84 Lumber Project Professionals Newsline. Captain, good morning.
Hey, Larry. How's it going, John?
It's going well. What does today mean to those who have served in uniform?
Well, you know, it's a day to honor all those who served. You know, the guys that are volunteering to serve, the guys that are serving now, and the guys that have served, men and women. And that's what this day is all about. And get this, guys. I just heard this a couple days ago. This is the first Veterans Day in our lives, where a World War I vet is not alive.
Yeah.
Nobody's left. So that really struck me. That was a real powerful moment for me because our human connection to that war is gone forever. So really, it's a day to try to honor the legacy of every single veteran that's ever fought to give us the freedom that we enjoy in this country every day.
And you know? For those who wonder why November 11th, obviously yesterday, it's because of World War I's armistice being signed on that date.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly why I thought, oh my gosh, we'll never hear another story about World War I from a war veteran. And so it's all about, for me, you know, if you know a veteran, you know, ask them to tell their story, you know, establish that human connection to the war. You know, it can only do good things for us here at home. It can educate the populace, educate politicians on the cost of war so that when they send us over somewhere, they truly know the cost, you know.
Let me ask you a question. When you're talking about the cost, and we're talking about, to a certain degree, and we have talked about this in the past, that the war doesn't necessarily end for the soldier when the soldier takes off the uniform and comes home. And right. For so many, that can be life-changing, life-altering. And I guess since the Vietnam War, really, this has come more to the spotlight that this is an issue. But do you think this has always happened with people who come home from war?
Yeah, I do. It's extraordinarily difficult, you know, especially here in the States. I think it's because we're so insulated and safe here, you know, and we live in a time now where only 0.4% of the nation has chosen to serve. So the gap between American citizens and the warriors that protect this country has never been greater. And so the social component, the sort of readjustment, is huge. And I think that lies in just a sort of an understanding of what the veteran went through. So that's why I think veteran storytelling is so critically important. It helps educate us. And if we know more, we respect more. If we respect more, we understand more. And it makes reintegration for veterans that much easier, you know? But you're right, John. I think it's always been around. It's always been around.
Well, let's talk about what we can do, Sean, and as for the rest of the citizens, in terms of recognizing of the do's and don'ts when greeting particularly the recent returnees, and that could even be from the start of the war in Afghanistan till now, the recent warriors, how should we handle it as citizens when we meet one of those like you who have served?
Well, I think that's a great question, Larry. And I think every veteran will tell you they're asked this at least one time when they come back from war. And they're asked, hey, have you ever killed anybody? Mm. That's every single veteran that you ever talk to has had that question asked of them. And I think if I could ask, you know, people to not do one thing, it would be that, you know.
Understood.
Because that hurts.
We respect that.
Not only does it hurt, but it is something that, if indeed that happened in a war, that you live with for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Right? So it's an opening a raw wound when you do ask that question.
Yeah, very well said. You know, and if I could, like, if I could recommend people for, like, how to talk to veterans, I would say, look, you know, as a civilian, look, there's no way I could ever understand what you went through over there, you know, but I'm here to listen and I can take it. And because so many veterans are afraid to tell civilians what they went through over there because they're afraid that their story of war will do damage to the person that they're telling the story to. You know, when we join the military so that we can protect this nation. So in many ways, oftentimes our stories of war can hurt other people. It's kind of contrary to the reason why we joined in the first place. So if a veteran sees that their story of combat in any way is hurting their family or friends, they'll lock the war away inside of them out of interest of protecting those around them. And oftentimes that can, the war, you know, has a way of destroying people from the inside out if you lock it away. So veterans need to know that civilians can take it and that they're willing to listen. And that's what it's all about for me.
What will you do on this day, Sean?
I'm going to talk to some of my men. I'm going to call some of my men. We're going to talk about some stories of the war. And I'm just going to hang out with my family and thank God that I made it home, because I really shouldn't have. I was really lucky to have men around me that saved my life every day over there. So, by all accounts, I shouldn't be here talking to you guys, but I am. So I'm going to make sure I honor the men that I couldn't bring home by living my life to the fullest.
Well, we're thrilled you're here talking to us, and there's going to be a little baby boy in January who's also thrilled that you came home.
That's right. So in January, we'll have three under four. We didn't really waste any time.
Well, Sean, that's one way to divert your attention.
Exactly. It's going to be pandemonium in the house in January, but, you know, we're super excited for it, and we can't wait.
If you thought handling a platoon was trying at times, that's kind of creating your own.
Exactly. You know, you go from being in command of 50 men in combat who listen to everything you say to being, you know, a father of three where your two-year-old blows you off at
I think that's a common bond. We appreciate your service, your time. We love you, Sean, and check out Outlaw Platoon if you can, New York Times bestseller. Sean is a local, lives here, went to school here, and served for all of us there. Thanks, Sean, and God bless.
Yeah, Larry and John, thank you guys so much for having me.
Captain Sean Parnell on the 84 Lumber Project Professionals Newsline.